Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, bringing faith to every generation. Mm-hmm. Exactly what we were talking about with Pastor Ray.
Yeah, from the old and the young to the young and the old.
And I love the music, it's crossboard.
Yeah, and those in the middle ages, you know, those who are young as me.
Oh my, of course.
And those who are as old as Jack.
Yeah. Oh my. Why not as young as Jack?
No.
Oh my. No oh
ways.
My.
No ways. Anyway, I'm just joking.
I will check it out too. Let us acknowledge your numbers. Your last numbers are 8139. You sent the word give with the amount 150. May God awesomely bless you. And I think Josephine Tsiala and Josephine has just received all the messages that she needed to make payment and all of that, saying thank you there. May God awesomely bless you. You can also be part of this awesome venture, the great journey that we are at as Radio Pulpit. Mm. As we said, bringing the gospel from one generation to another. And doing that through the online stations that will be launched on Wednesday, the coming Wednesday, on
this
the 4th.
Wednesday.
Yeah, bo. Mm. That is Radio Council Hartlank and Radio Pulpit Jikelele, where we will be able to reach more lives than ever before. Mm. So, yeah, it's so easy. You SMS the word give, the amount you wish to give, to 37871 or the WhatsApp number 0826572729.
This will ensure that the gospel remains relevant for the next generation.
Mm.
And we're launching two brand new stations, as Wengle says, and these platforms will connect us with even more people, creating fresh and meaningful opportunities to share the good news with young and old alike, as Wengle was saying there. So we believe that the good news should touch everyone in their own language. We believe that no one should be left out.
Mm.
We believe that also that more people should be reached. So you can help us to get closer to this or to take this closer to home by SMSing give to
37871.
And WhatsApp give to
0826572729. It's like a school.
Went to those schools. You remember those schools?
Yes.
Repeat after me, Bana.
Yeah. Eral. In Afrikaans.
Yeah.
Eral.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
0826572729.
So I don't worry about the numbers. When she's around, I'll go like, SMS give two, and then
3787.
That's how she has been conditioned.
It's okay, Jackie.
So she goes for it and say, okay, WhatsApp, give, and then she will go and I'll just keep quiet. No, over the years, I've been doing that.
Yeah, she went to such a school, man. But yeah. Her hal?
Yeah. Repeat after me.
Shonini Futi. And then we also acknowledge Petunia. Petunia says, like to use my Capitec card. So somebody will respond to you. I think you can still use your Capitec card.
Yeah.
If you have an app for that, you can still use that.
It works.
And Osis Pindile saying, good evening. Oh my. Hey, yeah, we are going to go to Pastor Reina. Say evening. Good evening.
Osis Pindile.
Yeah, we are speaking to Lelano Pastor Ray, and she says she's giving 100 rand.
Osis Pindile.
Thank you, says Pindile. May God bless you. And I see 167 also saying give. Mm. So, yeah, do remember, you can say the amount you wish to give.
Yeah.
You can say that. Well, it will help us as when we count to say at least we are almost around, because our target is 3 million rand.
Yes.
So it was when we have the amount, it's still, so we will be able to count. Danny Home, is it Gomes? How do you say Danny's Gomes? Okay, Gomes. Danny, Dr. Danny, saying 1,000 rand.
Thank
you so much, Dr. Danny. May God bless. Petunia says, thank you. Petunia says, thanks. Yeah, so you can use your card if you have an app. You're able to do so. But do remember, Petunia, if you're looking for the Radio Pulpit or the Visiothon account numbers, send the word give. the amount you wish to give,
you'll be prompted
then,
yeah, this response.
Yeah, there will be response with everything.
Mm-hmm.
All right. On the line, we are joined by Dr. Lizzie, who is going to be sharing a testimony with us. No, I'm joking. You can come back to English. We are good. And how are you?
I can't complain. I'm just glad and grateful.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you just take us through your testimony of what God has done in your life in a couple of days?
You know, it was on the 5th of May, to be precise, not exact. I was working from home. So usually, last time I got affected from school.
Yeah.
So I was on my way. Just 5 minutes after I left home. And what a harrowing experience. I'm glad I'm safe. Fortunately, my car lost. Actually, I was driving from the north going to the south direction, so there was a lady coming from the north to the south. I had a right of way, so she did not stop, could not stop, and I didn't actually see the car. Where did it come from? How did it? So she hit my car, and I just felt the boom. I could even now it had subsided. I could feel it. Days after, boom, the car lost control about 1 kilometer back. I tried to stop, and I was like, I remember the thing that I said, I was just like, God, I surrender. The airbag deployed, and I thought that, not I thought, the car was actually catching fire because the jacket that I was wearing, it burnt on the pocket. And that is when the car stopped facing the opposite direction. Miraculously, it stopped facing the opposite direction. Fortunately, by God's grace, not fortunately, there were no cars behind. And when I stopped, two towing cars were immediately by my side. I checked if the door, my door, could open, and thankfully it did. And a lady rushed in to me to assist, concerned that I might be dizzy following that the car, So she's like, no, sit down. I opened, I had to grab my phone, opened the door. I didn't feel any dizziness. So she's like, no, I saw actually what happened. Please sit down. But I was more concerned about the other driver as well, an elderly lady who ran on the red light. I approached her, calmly reassuring her that accident happened and we just need to be grateful to God to be alive.
Both of you.
Both of you. She was shaking. She was in a state. And, you know, this experience reminded me of Psalm 91. I will say to that, he's my refuge and my fortress. You know, and that everybody is like, and then, okay, nice. But I reassured her, we spoke and everything. Did not have a scar, none of us.
Wow.
No scar, no laceration, nothing.
Wow.
And my car was badly damaged on the driver's side. Okay, fine. And even I was like, people are, no, and, you know, expecting internal bleeding, you know, being the medical fraternity, now you're thinking very broad, what if I went to the casualties? I was fine. The doctors are like, we don't even see the reason for us to admit you. We don't even see the reason for us to send you for x-ray. You don't have. So they're like, okay, we'll just give you an anti-anxiety because perhaps you might be anxious about what actually happened, but the impact was bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, let me go for physio. Went for physio. My physio is glad the progress is good. Yeah, so I just want to, you know, to thank God for the grace. I was like, God, on my birthday month, this morning when I wake up, I say, the devil, you are a liar. And I'll say, you know, I'm not on my birthday. It will not happen prematurely.
Not so on your birth month.
Not on my birth month. Not anytime soon. When God says it's not, then it will not be. So I just want to thank God.
Wow.
You know, and I remember when I prayed, I said one night to my kids when we were praying, I want us to pray. That's the prayer point. I said, I want us to pray that the car should not be written off.
Mm.
You know, as I reflect on the event, I mean that I've been praying for my car to be restored, not written off. Mm. But beyond that, I was declaring victory over the enemy's plan.
Mm.
You know, saying, greater is he that is in me. And okay. When I got the news, yes. I was so calm, you know.
Wow.
Everybody was calling my mom. I said, you know, night move. No, I was so calm. Then when they called, the insurance called me, everything went smooth.
Yeah.
Smooth. They called me, no, you're not going to write off your car. I knelt down, I said, we thank you, God. You know, I could see the happiness on my kid's face. I'm like, I thank you, God.
Wow. Sure.
To
share a little bit with Pastor Ray, during COVID, Dr. Lizzie was also diagnosed with COVID, and she was in this other hospital where they closed her in a separate space, and nobody came to check up on her. She nearly died.
Oxygen.
Yeah,
with
no,
that,
nobody.
What?
She didn't even have. She didn't even
you
have
know,
the oxygen.
Actually, sorry to interdict. You can continue. Something.
No. You can continue. We're listening.
No, I listened to that and I was like, you know what? This devil, you don't know. Touch not my anointed one. On that particular day, I remember I was there in hospital. Me being there, I'm like, and I'm sending Swangile a message. I'm at this hospital. You know what? I feel that I've been diagnosed with COVID, but I'm not getting any treatment. They're not giving me treatment. So, I just want to make people know we don't die, COVID die of negligence. And that time I was diagnosed with, my lungs were covered, not partial, all my lungs were covered with pneumonia.
Mm.
Like, I was on oxygen.
Mm.
Doctors as well couldn't believe when I called the doctors that I've been to three doctors in that week. I will pray for you, my dear. They couldn't, when I came back from Bulawayo, because I insisted that I want to go to Bulawayo. When I came back, you know, even the in the hospital, the doctor said, you recovered so fast and so quick. I say, God, I thank you. In 3 days, I was out. I was not intubated. Nothing.
Yeah. So she nearly died in that hospital, and we had to intervene one way or another. I didn't know what to do. I called Tatesha Matla. Who made sure Tatesha Matla made sure that she was attended to and finally transferred to the hospital of her desire? Because Tatesha Matla was saying, I'm going to call Radio Pulpit and everybody and report you guys for negligence.
Sure.
And so Mercy said no, and Mercy continues to say no in your life.
Sure.
On your birthday month, the enemy tries it again.
On my birthday month.
Which day?
It was on the 5th, number 5. The devil forgot that 5 is the number of grace. And on the 5th of May, around 1355, because I left home around 1355. Then when I took a video and sent my mom and my sisters, it was 1359. So this happened most probably around 1355.
Yeah.
Sure. Excited to hear that.
But we thank God for your life. Any message to encourage?
Much.
Because you're so excited and we are also excited for your life. What message do you send to somebody who feels like, you know, I've been asking myself about God's grace and God's
and
love and protect. Yeah. What message would you say?
Mm. Just, you know, people just say, no, God, we must not doubt God, because his word never fails. And we must always know, greater is he that is in us. The devil will try and tempt, and but then whatever he will just stand and look and fall, and not even fall. Look at Abana when the chicken is trying to hide its chickens from being taken. So that's how God protects us. We are not alone. God is there with us.
Wow, thank you so much.
But just put trust in him.
Wow, absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing your testimony. May God keep keeping you. And when
thank
is your birthday?
You so today is my birthday.
Today?
Oh, is it today?
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you.
On the 30th.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much. Much appreciated.
Wow, enjoy your birthday. And I think she should go wild. Because
yeah,
it's her
birthday. Just celebrate
life.
Out there. You know?
I will. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And may the Lord keep keeping you. May He bless you.
Amen.
Keep you covered,
at all times. Mm. And never go silent. Keep talking about it. Keep sharing it.
Let others know.
Yeah, let others know that Jesus is Lord. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Dr.
Amen.
Lizzie.
Love you so much, my queen.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my.
Yeah, accidents are bad. That's why I'm a bit quiet. I almost died.
Yeah.
I remember 3 years in hospital.
Yeah.
You know, because of someone, you know. So I can understand the impact.
Mm.
And sometimes you don't feel
the
trauma
yet.
And what. And after a month,
it comes.
Then the body starts to. That's why it's important to get counseling and all those kind of things and stuff. And check. And if you are grown up, you're over 30 and you're involved in a car accident and there's nothing, you know, on your body, you feel okay, you still have to check. You know, you might have an internal injury that doesn't show.
But later on.
That would not be painful now, but would be painful after 10 years, you know. So you have to check, but also to pray that the Father protect us from the enemy. It's the enemy that does it. There must be something good that she's doing. And the enemy is trying by all means to delay that. He can't stop it.
But he can delay.
Yeah.
We thank God for such testimonies.
That
will just encourage you in the Lord. And we are saying that there's more on radio. Cancel Heartland coming. There's more
pulpit,
coming. That's Jigele. Coming. Ebo.
Do you remember SABC 1? Jigelele. Okay, she's singing.
Which one, Muruti? Do you remember that song though?
Yeah, but do you remember Jigelele?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Which one was it, Muruti?
No, SABC.
Which channel did they use that slogan?
SABC 1, TV 1.
Is it?
Yeah,
before it was all the others?
Yes.
Okay.
Remember, we had to get people who would come with these slogans and that are marketable.
Mm.
Yeah. You know?
And so we are now
come with that.
Saying we're sharing Jesus.
Yes. All around the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's us right there.
Absolutely.
Umam Hatlani says, Dumelang, giving 200 rands. Kitla deposit on Wednesday. How are you all of you? Uchesu inkosi. Yo, I love how proudly South African she is. Did you hear the different language just there in one
all
message? Yes, and then uchesu inkosi.
Dumelang. Yeah. 3 to 4.
Yeah.
Nice.
And so yes, my family, we encourage you and to be part of this awesome venture that is bigger than all of us. It's bigger than Radio Pulpit. It's bigger than you as well. But God can handle it. We believe every heart deserves to hear the gospel, hear such testimonies in their own languages as well.
Absolutely.
And that's why we proudly broadcast in 9 of the official 11 languages, ensuring no one is left behind. And now it's going to also be made easier with the brand new online stations, Radio Council Heartland and Radio Pulpit Jikelele, where we'll be reaching more lives, even more than ever before. And so help us to bring hope and faith closer to home in one's own language.
You can do so by SMSing give to
37871.
And also send a WhatsApp. Start with the name give to
082-657-2729.
There you go.
Teacher Ray.
There you go. Just like that.
So we are going to take the request, the Friday song request, and they are going to be a back-to-back. And as we said to Dr. Lizzie, never be silent. Keep testifying.
Absolutely.
So we're going to play The Sounds of Phuthumatiso, I Will Not Be Silent. And Pascaline Modiba Siyathokoza, and followed by Hle Ntombela, You Are. These are your weekend praise jams.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.